Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
That's right, our conversations with Adam Schefter are brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, Keller Williams, help people make their own big moves each and every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service, they're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. Good morning, Schefty. How are you doing today, bud?
Hello there, gentlemen. What's going on?
Is this a little time where at least you can relax for a week before things start to hit the fan again in the NFL? After the Super Bowl, I'm sure your head's been spinning after being out west. Now you get to finally go back home. What's it like in a day in the life of Adam Schefter right now?
You know, I got home on late Monday night. Our kitchen's under construction because we had a leak. So it's a mess in the house. We got the combine in under 2 weeks. I'll be in Indianapolis in less than 2 weeks.
Right? Okay. All right. What is the biggest thing you're keeping your eye on? Like, is there an overarching NFL storyline you're keeping your eye on, or just taking the news as it comes day by day?
I'm not thinking about anything. I'm trying to just get a moment to decompress. I'm like, I got home. I'm like a little under the weather. I got a little bit of a cold. It's a long week at the Super Bowl, as you know. It's been freezing here on the East Coast, across the Midwest, I'm sure, too, mm-hmm. right? Just brutally cold. Got snow still on the ground for 3 weeks here. It is what it is.
Just Adam, what was your take on the game? Was just New England outmatched, didn't play well? I just thought Seattle was by far the better team.
Yeah, that was evident early on. Mm-hmm. And I really thought New England would play a better game than it did. And I thought, I didn't realize, I knew Seattle was good, of course. But they just took it to New England and dominated the Patriots. And that Seahawks defense got itself in the conversation with, you know, the Legion of Boom, with what they did. To me, when I look back at the great NFL defenses, Chewy, I think of the Bears, the 85 Bears. I think of the 2000 Ravens. To me, those are the two in their own category. And then the next tier would be the Legion of Boom, the 2015 Broncos defense. And I think this defense belongs with those kinds of defenses. Mm-hmm. One of the all-time defenses. Not an all-time defense, but one of the all-time defense, right?
Yeah.
Conversations with Adam Schefter brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com. Book your total experience today. A year ago, I probably would have been paying more attention to this story as a Packers fan because, we were looking for a pass rusher. And the Packers obviously got a big one in Micah Parsons, and we're going to wait for him to come back from his ACL. But Max Crosby in Vegas, I'm sure there are plenty of teams in the NFC North that I would like for him to stay away from. Conversations swirling around him. I know their new head coach, Clint Kubiak, wants him to stay there. But is that still a good relationship? Is he going to stay in Vegas for the long term?
I think it's been pretty apparent that he is interested in being traded. But here's what I would say. They just hired a new head coach yesterday, Clint Kubiak. He had breakfast with Max Crosby yesterday. Now, maybe Max said, there's no way in hell I want to be back here. Get me out of here. That could have happened. But with the Raiders, you know, Max Crosby in the past has talked about his love of the organization. And they're entering a time where they got the number one overall pick. They'll draft Fernando Mendoza, I would assume, unless some team gives him some offer to trade up there that we don't see coming today. But you never know. I would think that they trade Fernando Mendoza. They've got Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty. They have $90 million of cap space. Like, this is not the worst time to be a Raider, okay? It's been terrible. It's been a bad run here. But they got a chance to turn things around. Does Max Crosby want to be a part of that or not? And I think the feeling has been no, but can they get him to change his mind? Look, as I've said, a year ago, if we go back 1 year exactly, Myles Garrett was hell-bent on wanting out of Cleveland, and the Dallas Cowboys were signing Micah Parsons to a contract extension. Lo and behold, Myles Garrett's in Cleveland, and Micah Parsons is in Green Bay. So you don't know how these things go. There's a lot that has to play out.
So, Adam, what do you think eventually happens with Kyler Murray and Tua? Will they find a trade partner?
Or will they have to cut them
because no one's going to want to take on those contracts?
Well, the teams would have to pay down some money. I think Tua's contract is exceedingly difficult to trade. That's going to be very hard to trade. So I don't see a trade for Tua. Kyler Murray, possibly. But here's the other thing I was talking about with somebody the other night. It's not a great free agent quarterback class outside of like Malik Willis. It's not a great quarterback draft class. If you're the Cardinals, okay, you want to trade Tua. Kyler, that's fine. No problem. Now, who are you bringing in to replace Kyler? And there aren't a lot. So maybe in the end, they look at it, they say, you know what? Kyler is our best option. I'm not telling you they will. Believe me. Like, it's a new head coach. We're just going through the exercise. What quarterback you bringing in there that's better than Kyler? Now, maybe they get Malik Willis. Maybe Mike LaFleur has the rapport from Matt LaFleur, and they want to invest in Malik Willis in Arizona. I could see that. Like, that wouldn't be shocking. But there aren't a lot of quarterback options out there. So I just wonder if it would make sense for Arizona to wind up holding on to Kyler. I don't know.
Because our concern, Adam, is that one of them will wind up in Minnesota, because I think Minnesota realizes they screwed up with Sam Darnold. So that's our concern.
Well, what's your concern? Is that Kyler would be in Minnesota?
Well, he's better than J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, we're getting rumblings that McConnell isn't big on McCarthy. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's definitely rumblings around here.
Here's the deal. Whether that's true or not, I think we all would agree that Minnesota has to add another quarterback.
Yeah.
So who are they adding? Okay? So that's the whole thing. Do I think Kyler Murray would like to wind up in Minnesota? I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. But, again, there's a lot that has to play out between now and then.
So with the quarterback market being what it is, Adam, how competitive is it going to be for our guy Malik Willis? I mean, he's been fantastic as the backup the last couple of years. You mentioned the draft class. I think the latest I saw, Mel Kiper's mock draft, obviously Fernando going one. I mean, Ty Simpson, your mileage may vary whether or not he's a first-round pick in the draft this spring. So with a lack of options in the drafts, is Malik Willis going to be a pretty hot commodity when free agency opens about a month?
I expect that to be the case. He's definitely going to be a man in demand. There are enough teams that have needs at that position, and there aren't a surplus of answers this offseason. So when that happened, Malik Willis picked a great time to become a free agent and to play the way he did in Green Bay. Like, played it perfectly. Timing is just right. It reminds me of the year, just off the top of my head, like there was a year where Josh McCown played very well and became a free agent. Josh McCown was like the number one free agent out there. Remember that, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. That's kind of what it's like again, all over again. Who did Josh choose to sign with the Temp Chicago?
I think it was Chicago. I hope things turn out better for our guy Malik than they did for Josh McCown
Adam, what do you think his success? What do you think his market's going to be? What is someone?
My guess. It'll be similar to what Justin Fields got last year. Fields got 2 years, $40 million. I think it'll be even a little bit more than that. I guess. Hmm.
Talking with Adam Schefter, as we do each and every week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We're keeping our eye on, a couple of different positions for the Packers, but I mean, it seems like they need a little boost on the defensive side. I don't know if you've done, kind of a dive into some of the free agent positions. Is this year a good year to need a corner defensive line? Because the Packers need some help on that defensive side of the football.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not there yet, to be honest with you. Like,
that's fair.
I don't know yet. My understanding is it's not a great free agent class. It's not a great draft class. I know that, but there are going to be strengths of those areas. I'm not well versed in it right now. Not where I will be in another month.
Adam, do you think Pittsburgh has to bring back Rodgers? Just because there is no one else out there.
They'd like to bring back Rodgers. That's their hope, but it's really an Aaron decision. Does he want to come and play again? If he does, they would happily bring him back. If he doesn't, obviously, then they're not. So do they have to? They'd like to. They'd like to. The question is, can they get it done?
Okay. I just didn't know if there was bad blood because of what happened in Green Bay and Aaron played a little bit of a part in McCarthy getting booted.
Yeah. That's interesting. I mean, I think Mike absolutely would like Aaron back.
Mm-hmm.
And it did seem you guys would know more about it than I would, perhaps. But it seemed like I think there was a respect between those guys, but it was not a hunky-dory relationship at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it.
It more of ran its course. That's what it felt
right.
like. You know.
But you know what? There are plenty of couples over time that break up and get back together. Like,
yeah.
Well, again, right? especially if you're Mike McCarthy, you're going into Pittsburgh. You know, I mean, who knows how long of a leash he's going to have. He wants to have some sort of quarterback option. And as you mentioned, there's not a lot of options out there on the market. So
they need
makes...
something, and they'd like him to come back if he's willing, but we don't know the answer to that yet.
Okay, so the real question now is, Adam, the NFL season's done. It's over with. How deep are you diving into your PGA Tour one-and-done league? Like, we got a big tournament. It's the first signature event of the year. Some big money's on the line. AT&T, Pro-Am, Pebble Beach. Are you diving deep into that yet?
We start with the players.
Oh,
our pool starts with the players, but I'm playing my daily fantasy golf stuff. You know, DraftKings. You know, fill out a lineup for $3. You know, who do we like this week? I don't want to know.
I'll take Scotty.
I've let him. Yeah, right. Yeah, just Scotty Scheffler and Chris Goddard are the ways to go on that one. Shefty, it's been a long season. What do you think is going to stand out most to you when you look back at 2026?
Well, the Micah thing was a huge deal, all year long. It dominated the offseason, wound up in Green Bay. You know, the NFC West, the powerhouse that division was with Seattle and the Rams and 49ers, a season where basically nothing went the way that people thought in terms of we expect to see Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen in the conference championship game every year. None of them were around there. So, you know, 10 firings, a lot of unrest amongst owners, a lot of impatience amongst owners. That's kind of the story of the season right there, right? We got Micah, the NFC West, and a lot of impatient owners. How's that?
I love it. Shefty, we appreciate the time, man. Go, you know, get healthy, rest up, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Adam Schefter joins us each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and he's brought to you by Smart 18, the union for Wisconsin's sheet metal workers. If you want to earn more and build a real career in the trades, this is where it starts. Better pay, incredible benefits, real training, real representation. This isn't just a job. It's a future. Learn more. Smart18.work.